Up next, we have Coach Rodriguez. Arizona is home this week, hosting Utah. We will open it up to questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Rich, what's the best process for keeping your team on task? Do they need a little fire and brimstone, or they need a couple of pats on the back right now?
Oh, that's a good question, Ted. Probably both. You know, I've done both. tried everything. You know, you want to try to be as positive as possible, but there are certain things that, you know, sometimes a fire and brimstone, if the guys are starting to feel sorry for themselves or they need a little kind of a wake-up call. But, you know, if they're playing with good effort and, you know, giving you, you know, all the attention that they're supposed to have, then, you know, you could stay positive with it. And so that's what, you know, in the last game in particular, I thought the effort was pretty good. I thought the focus was pretty good. We just didn't execute when we needed to. So we've been doing both a little bit, and I think our guys kind of expect when they're not doing what, you know, is everything right, that we're going to stay on them. But at the same time, they got to know that we still believe in them, that we, you know, and not just coaches, but players, and, you know, got to believe in each other too, and I think they still think that.
I most clear thinking analysis would point to injuries as being the biggest issue for you guys this year. I know you're not going to say that. What would be the second biggest issue for you guys struggling this year besides injuries?
Well, I think from a coach speak standpoint, it's just been execution at key times. And, you know, I've said for a couple of years now, we're not deep enough or good enough to play poorly and win. So we got to play well, and then we got to play well at key moments, particularly late in the game, to pull off what happened in the last game. You know, we played well at times, but we didn't play well enough in the fourth quarter at key times to pull out the win. So the margin for errors has been always pretty close, and it's with the situation we have this year, it's even the margin for error is even thinner. And so we've got to fight through that. And I'm still encouraged for the future, but right now our future is, you know, we've got two big games left and a highly ranked team coming in, and we've got to win one of them to get in a bowl game.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimbel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, I just wanted to check in on the status of Scooby. Have you guys had any conversations yet about what he might do next year or how you're going to treat this year, or when do you plan to have those talks?
No, actually, I talked to him this morning. You know, saw him in the weight room, and he's, you know, Scooby's, obviously a hard worker, and he's, you know, he's working in the weight room, but he's also working to get healthy. That's his, and our primary focus is to get him back 100% and get him healthy. And as I told him, I said, whenever the training staff and you feel like you're healthy, then and you're ready to play, then you'll let the coaches know. But, you know, right now he's not there yet. And I said, after the season, you know, we'll have a conversation about, you know, what his future holds. I think, you know, he'll fill out the paperwork to see where he might be evaluated at or where he could be projected at. And I think that process happens in a few weeks. And he'll do that, and I'm sure we'll have a few other juniors that'll do that. And that'll help, I think, that's not the determining factor, but that'll help give the underclass an idea if they're projected to go out and how high they would go out if they went left early.
You've obviously advised dozens, if not hundreds, of players over the years. Do you treat linebackers differently than receivers, than quarterbacks, than running backs? Is there an approach per position?
No, not really. At least I haven't. We just kind of say, how can we help you in the process? And there's certainly a process with, you know, filling out paperwork, getting an evaluation, and they're
sure.
Pretty good about that, about giving you a pretty – at least from an NFL perspective, people that giving you a pretty good idea of that. And then if the player wants more, we'll come in and he call some people we know in the league and try to get an opinion on maybe where they would go, and let get as much fact. I think all you do is get as many facts as possible, present it to the player and his family, and then he can make the decision that he feels best. And you hope you have a bunch of guys that that are in that situation, because that means you got a lot of good players. But it, you know, we've got a few underclassmen, a few juniors that might be in that situation. So we, if they ask, we'll certainly give them as much information we can. And with that, and then after that, we hope that they make the best decision for themselves.
And then one more question, Coach. You mentioned getting that 6 wins so you can get to a bowl game. Obviously,
yeah,
that's the ideal scenario, but the possibility exists this year of potentially 5-7 teams going to bowl games. Obviously, you're not going to say no. You want the extra practice time, et cetera. Do you have any thoughts, though, on 5-7 teams making bowl games?
No, I didn't even think about it until you just mentioned it. I didn't know that would be a possibility. Our goal is to try to win them both, and they're two huge games. And you know, I like to win. I like to be 7-5 and have a winning,
sure,
guaranteed winning record for our seniors. So, yeah, I don't. No, I'm not even going to think about that scenario. We're just trying to do what we can to try to beat Utah.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Cal Goon, Salt Lake Tribune.
Yeah, Rich, I was just kind of wondering, what are sort of your defensive considerations when you're going against a back like Devontae Booker?
Well, we better get more people to the ball than one guy, because he's got the ability to either run through one guy or run past him or make him miss. And so he's such a talented guy, and he's a big guy that we've got to be aggressive in our tackling and make sure we wrap him up, because he's a special player.
Also, just on sort of a different note, I was wondering, you know, with two high-profile officiating incidents recently, you know, the Washington State game, Washington State got an extra down, and the Duke and Miami game, you know, the crazy finished lateral that probably should have been called back. You know, do you sense that there's more accountability from the conferences for officiating, that they're more willing to kind of look at, hey, was this right or not, and then maybe deliver the some punishment for the officials?
Oh, I think that because there's so much scrutiny, you know, with obviously all the games on TV and a lot of fan reaction, that the conferences are probably trying to make sure the officials are held to a higher standard. But I think they always have held them to a high standard. And those officials, they're human. Sometimes they make mistakes. I think the biggest frustration probably for fans and coaches alike are when the replay, there's mistakes in the replay thing. And there'll probably be some mistakes there too, but they have the benefit of rewinding it and reviewing it. And that's probably more frustrating for coaches and fans, that if it's a reviewable situation and the replay things are still making mistakes, and that's really frustrating for everybody.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press *1. And there's no questions at this time.
All right, Coach. Thank you for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.